We're on the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Last night we read the Mishnah. The Mishnah was discussing the differences between the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim and the Mishkan when it was in Shiloh. So the Gemara says like this. This is a famous piece of Gemara tonight, gentlemen. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shamati Shemakrivin Beveis Chonyo Bizman Hazeh. Rabbi Yitzchak said, I heard that you can bring Korbanos in Beis Chonyo. Now you got to know what Beis Chonyo is. This is a fascinating piece of Jewish history, and I wish we had more than 15 minutes and we could learn it. When Shimon HaTzadik died, Shimon HaTzadik was one of the Kohanim Gedolim during the days of the second Beis HaMikdash. When Shimon HaTzadik died, he knew he was going to die. How he knew he was going to die is a really amazing story in the Gemara, but he knew he was going to die, and he said that his son, Chonyo, this guy's name, should take over and be the next Kohen Gadol. The problem was that Chonyo was a younger brother. He had an older brother. Shimon HaTzadik had an older son, right, whose name was Shimi? I think his name was Shimi. Not positive, I think that was his name. I think that was his name. Something like that. Right? There was an older brother. And then the Gemara has two varying traditions of what happened next. Either Chonyo accepted the Kahuna Gedola, and his older brother ran him out of town. So Chonyo became the Kohen Gadol, and his older brother, through some chicanery, got the Kohanim to turn against him. It's a funny story. He had him dress up in some ladies' clothing in the Beis HaMikdash. It's really what happened. Right? And it's a Gemara in Menachos, and also Josephus records it too. So this is legit, right? So either it went down like that, and the Kohanim ran him out of town, and Chonyo ended up in Egypt, and he built his own place in Egypt. So he's going to run me out of Yerushalayim, I'm going to build my own place. And that's Beis Chonyo. He built his own little temple in Egypt. The Gemara says it's in Alexandria. Josephus says it's outside of Cairo. It's not exactly the same place, but whatever, right? The alternative version the Gemara has is that Chonyo did not accept the Kahuna Gedola. He said, no, it's my older brother. It's not right for me to take it. I'm going to give it to my older brother. So he gave it to his older brother, but then he got upset. He got upset that he gave it to his older brother. So he tried to take it back, and then they ran him out of town. One way or the other, it doesn't matter. One way or the other, Chonyo gets run out of town from being the Kohen Gadol. He goes down to, the Gemara assumes, Alexandria, and he builds his own, his own temple, if you will. And so Rabbi Yitzchak said that he heard that you are allowed to bring korbanos in Beis Chonyo. How could you be allowed to bring korbanos in Beis Chonyo? Kasavar Beis Chonyo lav Beis Avodah Zarah. So numero uno, it must be, there's a machlokas there in that Gemara in Menachos, whether when Chonyo built his own temple, was he offering korbanos to God, or was he offering korbanos to Avodah Zarah? You could imagine, the guy got run out of town, that could have gone, many, many different ways. So the Gemara has a debate what Beis Chonyo really was like. So if Rabbi Yitzchak says that you're allowed to bring korbanos in Beis Chonyo, so obviously point number one is, Rabbi Yitzchak must have thought that Beis Chonyo was not a place of Avodah Zarah, otherwise you obviously can't bring korbanos there. Now two, because Savar, and he also must believe that Kiddusha Rishona Kiddusha L'Shai, he also must believe that after we built the Beis HaMikdash, and then after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it no longer retains its sanctity. Because if the Beis HaMikdash would retain its sanctity, then you would not be allowed to offer korbanos anywhere else. Remember, we learned last night that when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, even when the Mishkan was standing in Shiloh, you were not allowed to have any bamos. So if the Beis HaMikdash sanctity is still intact, then you cannot offer korbanos anywhere else, only by the Beis HaMikdash. So if Rabbi Yitzchak thought that you can bring korbanos in Beis Chonyo, it means a number of things. One, it means that Beis Chonyo is not a place of Avodah Zarah. Two, it means that after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash no longer retains its sanctity. Tichsid, ki lo vasem ar'alto el ha-menucha ve'el ha-nachal, ha-menucha zu shilo, nachla zu yushalayim, makish nachla el ha-menucha, that we link the Mishkan in Shilo to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Ma menucha yeshachareh ha-heter, just like when Shiloh was dismantled, when we took down the Mishkan in Shiloh, so then you were allowed to have a heter bamos. You were allowed to have bamos, right? So too, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you're allowed to have bamos again. Omri Leh, so they came to Rav Yitzchak and they asked him, Amris? The students, they heard this teaching from Rav Yitzchak. Somebody told them that Rav Yitzchak said this. They came to Rav Yitzchak and they said, Rav Yitzchak, is it really true? Did you really teach this? That you're allowed to bring korbanos in Beis Chonyo? Amru Lehu, Lo, he said, no, No, I never taught that. I never taught that. I like to do this sometimes also. People come up to me and they say, Rabbi, I heard that you said, whenever somebody starts a question with, Rabbi, I heard that you said, you're in trouble. When it doesn't, always in trouble. You always want to say, lo, no. I never said such a thing, right? So Amar Rava, hello, Kim, I'm Risva Gamrina Lemine. Rava said, what are you talking about, Yitzhak? No. You said it, and I heard you say it. I was there, and I learned it from you. You said it, Rav Yitzhak, that you can bring korbanos in Beis Chodio. Well, my time of Kohad, Rav, so why was Rav Yitzhak trying to walk it back? Why was Rav Yitzhak changing his opinion? Why was he retracting from his earlier teaching, Mishum Kushya de Rav Mari, because of Rav Mari's question. Demosif Rav Mari, Kedusha Shilo Yeshacharei Heter, Kedusha Shalai, you may not there. Our Mishnah said that Shiloh and Yerushalayim are not the same thing. That after the Mishkan was dismantled in Shiloh, you had a Heter Bamos, but after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's no more Heter Bamos. You cannot have Bamos anymore. So the Mishnah says you can't have Bamos anymore. So even if Yerushalayim is destroyed, if the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, he still can't bring Korbanos anywhere else. That's what the Mishnah says. V'od, and further, there's another Mishnah. The Mishnah is at the end of Zvachim. Tanan Mishabol Yerushalayim Nesra Bamos V'lo Haya Lahem Od Heter. Explicit. Once we built the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, there's no more bamos. You cannot set up korbanos anywhere else. V'hi oisel l'nachala, and that is the nachala that the pasuk is talking about. So the Gemara explains, really tanoihi, really this is the machlokas tanoim. What's the machlokas tanoim? Amar Rabbi Eliezer, shamatik shayu bonin beheichal, osin kloin leheichal ukloim la'azara. Rabbi Eliezer says, I heard that when they started building the second Beis HaMikdash, it took them a very long time to build a second Beis HaMikdash. The project spanned almost a quarter century. It took them almost 25 years from start to finish. Nobody get any ideas, by the way. That's altogether a long time, right? So it took them almost 25 years to build the second Beis HaMikdash. So when they were starting the construction, they put up curtains, klayim, to mark the area of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodeshim and the area of the Azara. It took them a long time until they built all of the walls. So they put up curtains to mark the territory. El Sheba Heichal Bonim Ibachutz, when they were building by the Heichal, they stood outside the curtains because nobody wanted to go into the area that was going to be the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So they stood outside. They built the walls around the curtains. Everybody sees what the Gemara is saying? So the curtains ended up inside. Ubazara bonim bibifnin. But by the Azara, so they built inside the curtains because they were standing inside of the Azara. Good. V'amar Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua said, Shamati shemakriv en apapi she'en bayis. Ochli kodshe kachim apapi she'en kloim. Kachim kalim. Maiseh she'eni apapi she'en choma. And Rabbi Yoshua said, I heard that we can bring korbanos, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, we could eat kachim kachim in the area inside of the walls of the heichal, right where it would have been if we had a Beis HaMikdash, and we could eat ma'aseh sheni kachim kalim anywhere where you can see Yerushalayim from, even though there's no walls inside the walls of Yerushalayim, even though there are no walls, where they would be, that's where you could eat kachim kalim mipnei. Why is that true? Shekidusha Rishona Kitchela Shaita Vikitchela Asid Lavo. Because the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash is still intact. Even though the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the sanctity is still intact. So I can still do everything that I did before. There's no Beis HaMikdash there, but we can still do everything that we did. So now the Gemara says, Mechlad Rav Elazar Savala Kitchela Asid Lavo. Lo Kitchela Asid Lavo, sorry. So because Rabbi Yoshua was commenting after Rabbi Elazar said that they were putting up curtains before they built the walls, Rabbi Yoshua said, well, I heard that they brought korbanos even without anything there. So the Gemara says, are you trying to imply that Rav Elazar thought that they needed to put up curtains and walls in order to restore the Kedusha, seemingly to indicate that Rav Elazar felt that once it was destroyed, it lost its Kedusha? So Amar Le Ravina Le Ramashi, Mimai, that's not necessarily true. Dilma de Kulei Alma Kedusha Rishona Kitchel HaShaita V'Kitchel HaSid Lavo. Maybe everybody believes that the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash was always intact. Umar Mai Deshama Le Kamar. Umar Mai Deshama Le Kamar. And there's no machlokis here. Rav Elazar is just saying, I heard that this is how they built it. They put up curtains, walls. Rav Yeshua is saying, I heard that he could bring korbanos anyway. This is the machlokas. V'chi teima klam le Rav Elazar lamoli. Well, if Rav Elazar doesn't think that they needed to put up walls to restore the sanctity, then what did they have to put up the curtains for? What business? Rabbi Yeshua said they could bring korbanos without anything. So what was the purpose of the curtains? So the Gemara says, let's new sobiyama. It looked nice, privacy or whatever, you know. Put up curtains. They wanted to mark the area and the territory, but it doesn't. It doesn't. It wasn't necessary. Ella kihani tonight. But the truth is, really, this is a machlokas atanoim de Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosi, Rishmael taught, and the Rishmael, the son of Rabbi Yosi, taught. Lama manu chachamim es elu shekshalu bnei agola matzu es elu v'kidshum. When the Jews with Ezra return, so the Navi list. I'm sorry, the Mishnah in Arachin lists different cities that they came back and they list them as Batei Arechoma. Remember, we learned about Batei Arechoma. It's walled cities, and if you have a house inside of a walled city, you have 1 year. If you sell it, you have 1 year to redeem it, right? Otherwise, you lose it, right? That's the lachas of Batei Arechoma. So the Mishnah lists that there were cities that they came back to, right? That received the status of Batei Arechoma. Aval Rishonos Batlu Mishabat LaHaaretz, and they had to re-sanctify them to give them the status of Batei Arechoma again, because once Eretz Yisrael was conquered, once we were exiled, it lost its status. This is akin to the position that we just learned, that Kitcha L'Shaita V'lo Kitcha L'Asid Lavo, that it was sanctified while we had it, but once we lost it, it lost its sanctity. That's why when they came back, they had to re-sanctify, re-give the status of Batei Arechoma. Alma Kasovar Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'lo Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. That's exactly what I just said. Ur Aminu, but we have a contradictory source. Amar Rabbi Yishmael B'Rabbi Yosi. Now notice that it's the same teacher, Rabbi Yishmael B'Rabbi Yosi. Right? It's the same teacher. So he said, "V'chi Elu B'Vad Hayu." What? These were the only Batei Arechoma? No way. V'alo Kvar Nemar Shishim Ir Kol Chevel Argov V'ksiv Kol Elu Arim B'Tzuros Choma Gavoa. There were 60 Batei Arechoma. 60. The Mishnah only lists a handful. Elo Lama Manu Chachamim Eselu. Why are these counted? Shekisha'alu B'nei Agola Matzu Elu V'Kidshum. Because when they came back, they re-sanctified these. Kidshum Hashta Ha'amri Lo Tzricha L'Kedushay. What do you mean they re-sanctified them? They didn't need to re-sanctify them. Because if you keep going, Elo Matzu Es Elu Mina'um. V'lo Elu Bovad. Elo Kol She'tal Elochom Misores B'yadecha Mi'avosecha Shemukef Eschoma Minos Yeshua B'nu. That it's not only these cities. Any city that they had a tradition that it was walled from the days of Yeshua bin Nun, it counts as Batei Arechoma. Kol mitzvos halacha no hagin bo. Counts as Batei Arechoma, and all of the laws of Batei Arechoma, they apply to it. Mnei shekedusha rishona kitcha l'shaita v'kitcha l'asa lavo. Because the status and the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael remains. It is not lost when we lost Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, so at this point it seems we have a machlokas. It's two different opinions. But the Gemara says, wait a second, yeah, it's two different opinions, but it's the same teacher. Kasha de Rabbi Yishmael, Ad Rabbi Yishmael. It's the same Rabbi Yishmael. So the Gemara answers, one possibility is Trey Tanoya Liba de Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi. Maybe they're right, you're right, there was different traditions. What he taught, some people thought he taught this, some people thought he taught that. V'ibay Seymah, Harav Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Amra, Detanya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Amara, Asher lo chomav, Abishen l'lachsha, v'hayol kodem l'kein. Or maybe it wasn't Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, but it's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi is the one who maintains, we learned this opinion already, that the halachas of Batei Arechoma continue to exist even if the wall of the city is destroyed, right? If it had the wall of the city back in the days of Yeshua, so then the laws of Batei Arechoma continue to exist because Kedusha Rishon, the Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. There is a